To coincide with International Women's Day, the Land Rover Defender was announced as the supreme winner of the Women's World Car of the Year Award. Judges commended Defender's distinctive design, all-conquering off-road capability, excellent on-road dynamics, and 21st century practicality and connectivity. The judging panel consisted of 50 women journalists from around the world, including Nadine Armstrong from Australia. The overall and category winners reflected a typical list that would have come from an all-male judging panel. Nadine said,
"All of the good cars are really always going to rise to the top, no matter who is judging them, I think."
But she also added,
"I suspect that this time next year we'll be looking at a very different list of contenders as well. I suspect, you know, as you move forward, things like, you know, emissions and, you know, even, you know, manufacturers' carbon footprints may even play a part in the cars that we decide to put forward."
I'm David Brown.
For more from the new car world, visit anyauto.com.au today. At anyauto.com.au, you'll find a review of one of the latest new cars to come to the Australian market, the Toyota Yaris Cross. And with Australians seemingly in love with dual cab utes, at anyauto.com.au, you can check out reviews and details on the all-new Nissan Navara and all-new Mazda BT50, as well as the big-selling Toyota Hilux Rogue. All those reviews and so much more, anyauto.com.au.